Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Checking in on the beef checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about a subject that a lot of people have got an opinion about, sustainability.
Yes, the beef checkoff is continuing its efforts to educate consumers that cattle can be a part of the climate change solution. Campaigns began in the spring and will continue into the fall through a variety of advertorials and public awareness components. The goal of the campaign is to help consumers continue to feel good about how beef is raised by highlighting the commitment of farmers and ranchers to raising beef safely, humanely, and sustainably. As an example, an advertorial in Food & Wine magazine showcasing beef's taste, nutrition, and sustainability reached more than 913,000 consumers. In another example this fall, outreach will include digital audio and print advertisements in the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the Wall Street Journal, reaching a potential audience of nearly 10 million.
Thanks, Heather. You can learn more about the Oklahoma Beef Council's efforts on sustainability by going to the Oklahoma Beef Council YouTube channel and watching the videos on the sustainability playlist.
In today's live cattle futures, we're in the red with the October live cattle 52 lower at 125.45, the December's 55 lower at 130.42, February live's 35 lower at 135 even, and April's down 40 at 137.95. Last week, the cash trade and the live cattle were anywhere from 22 to 24, the bulk of it 23 to 24. But right in line there, the October live cattle had some deliveries. The oldest date now is into September. I think September 13th was the oldest date. So we are starting to activate some deliveries. The feeder cattle market was down anywhere from $1.80 to about $2. October feeders down $1.82 at $155.75. It's still a bit of a premium to the index. Currently, the feeder cattle index is $153.35. So about $2.40 difference there. But those two will converge. The Novembers were down $2.07 today at $159.35. January feeder cattle $1.97 at $159.50, and then March down $2.02 at $160.30. A lot of people watching the March feeder cattle due to the fact they're putting them on wheat, and today was about the weakest day. We're back to the 20-day moving average here. The low, though, at the 1st of October was down around $155, so considerably off that right now.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
Today's grain futures were in the green across the board. We had corn up 7 cents in December at 5.32¾. November beans up 3¾ at 12.21½. We've had about a 4-day rally there for the November beans and similar action there for the corn. The wheats were up a little bit here. Kansas City December up 5¼ at 7.49. Kansas City July of next year right at 7.50, up 4¼ cents. We're knocking on the door of the previous highs at the 1st of October. Back on it looks like October the 4th, the high was 7.52 even, and that was the highest that July Kansas City wheat went. And lots of talk about fertilizer prices and the likelihood of kind of having a limit on the upside yield potential for the grains with fertilizer prices as high as they are. The cotton today looks like it's going to be down 29 in December at 107.04, March down 5 here at 104.95. And the stock market's been under pressure for the most part all day long. Currently, the December Dow Jones futures are down 83 at 35,088. 35,000, really big number there. The S&P's up slightly, up 10 here at 44.72. And crude oil is back to unchanged, to up a nickel here at 82.35 in November.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.